Okay, to share some few words on Parshas Korach with Rav Avraham Shor from Tavshin Sanach Beis, talking about from 2002, almost 18, 19 years ago. Alun Shvein Tzchus Rav Shlema from Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda Ben Rivka Pesuch Sharcha Yisrael and all Klai Yisrael and all Eretz Yisrael throughout the entire world. Before we get to as an opening word to Rav Shor's Torah from Tavshin Sanach Beis, this is a Torah that I always felt very connected to. Start with the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi tells us the reason Klai Korach got so. Rashi tells us he was in Skane on his Yosol, Shalitzofim and Uziel. He was very jealous about his cousin who Elitzofim and Uziel was chosen for his Shevet and not Korach. And the Kedushas Levi asks, he doesn't understand why is it only now that Korach gets upset and Moshe for appointing Elitzofim, but Elitzofim was appointed months before. What happened? Says the Kedushas Levi, you want to know why Korach got upset now? Because what happened right before Korach? Korach's sin was the Chedah Meraglim. Really, Klai Yisrael was about to go into Eretz Yisrael. And what happened was that Korach said to himself, you know, for a few days I could hold my cousin, you know, for a few months my cousin about going above me, no problem. I could let him, because once you get into Eretz Yisrael, things will change. But now that happened, Chedah Meraglim happened. Now that Chedah Meraglim happened, I can't spend 40 years watching my younger cousin. Now it's time to revolt. And that's exactly why Korach started this whole thing. So if you take that Kedushas Levi, it's not just talking about jealousy, but you're talking about worrying. You're talking about the tremendous damaging and the tremendous challenge of what it means to worry. And I think there's one thing that maybe we could say, that there's one thing that this whole virus has really caused a lot of people, for good or for bad, is the challenge of worrying. And Rav Shor talks about this already 18 years ago, about what a Jew should do in times of worrying and in times of challenge. You know, usually early in the week, I like to say Torahs, quick Torahs, but I think there's definitely a mile of saying things inside. So if anyone has a short Torah, maybe I'll try to be able to post up the pages also. It's in Tavshin Samach Beis, page 262-263. The Pasuk tells us the Mishnah, it says of short, Yud Beis Chaf Hei. Daiga Belev Ish Yasichen, a person who has worry in his heart, a person should suppress those feelings. Chazal tell us in Yuma Yayin Hei Amin Aleph, Yasichena midaito. There are two things that, what does it mean, yasichena? You should suppress it. The first opinion is that you should get it out of your head, stop thinking about it. Much easier said than done. The ego darja darja yasichena lecher. Says Rav Shor, there are those who explain this, is that you should tell it to others. Says Rav Shor, there's not really two explanations that you should get it out of your head or tell it to others. Really, it's really the same. Really, these two explanations complement each other, they complete each other. The one way to be able to get it out of your head is by telling it to others. Right? Just stop thinking about elephants. Oh, you're going to think about elephants? No, it says for sure. The way to get it out of your head is to tell it to other people. The things will be on your heart. You'll be able to get the knowledge from your worry. So says Rav Shor, really those two things about the opinion about how to get worry out of your heart. It's not just talk two many opinions, but it's 1A, 1B. Person has to get it out of his head. Because when you're worrying about something, you lost something, or about the virus, financial, shidduchim, this or that, it's hard. What should you do? You have to talk about it with others. Right, this is a plug for the mental health world. And it's not just talking about with other people. We see it's also talking about to their bonus as well. It says Rav Shor, in a daigas al tzarchei adam whom ms eitzas yetzahara. When a person worries, it's really the advice of the yetzahara. Ki adam she yesh lo amuna bitachon b'Hashem yisbarach. Someone who has complete trust and faith in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Yodeya she ain malkum daigas machar klal. There's no reason to worry about tomorrow. 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 What's going to be with tomorrow? That's actually Yetzahara. He called in and daiga shaykh raka davar shu biyada adam lishnoso lasigo. At the end of the day, worry comes from something you think that's in your hand or think something that you could change. Va'ena shaykh sha'adim yidaga davar sha'ena biyada klal. Why should a person worry? It's something you can't touch. You can't touch what's going to be tomorrow, what's going to be in a month or 2 months or 3 months, or even in 5 minutes. Says Rav Shor, mishu ba'al amuna be'emes, someone who has complete trust in their bonus shom. Complete faith, sincere trust in Hashem. Yodea she'ein makom adaygas klal. There's no room to worry in Yiddishkeit. Nimzeis, Omer Kishorash Hadaigal Shal Adam Humipitui Nachash HaKadmoni. It says the root cause of worry comes from the seduction of the sin of the Nachash HaKadmoni. The Remez HaDavar, to show you how bad worry is, he says, Daiga Belev Ish. Right? Those three words in Mishnah, Yudbeis Chafhei. The worry in a person's heart is exactly Gamachia Nachash. 358. Hainu. Shekol inyan daiga ba aide nachash hamesis. The whole inyan of worry comes from the nachash himself. Lidog v'lolamin ba'Hashem, to worry, and not believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Va'daigazu kaze ne'emar yasichena midaito ki enotov. And maybe a deeper upshot of midaito means you have to get it out of your head, means stop worrying. Daika midaito means stop worrying, it's enotov. What's worrying going to do for you? If it's going to cripple you, if it's going to make you feel negative things, it's not going to help you. But then Rav Shor says an incredible thing. He says there's a bad worry, but then there's a good worry. When a person thinks about the Rabbonu Shalom, thinks about Daiga for a covered Shemayim, then there's a good worry. But before we get there, before we go to the good worry, let's just focus on that, on the worrying about tomorrow. Rabbi Nachman says, 101 Torah, Ayin Reish Beis, 272 Likutei Maran. Hayom im bikol tishmo, says David HaMelech, and to him, Sadi Hei, a person today to believe and to listen to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kim oso hayom, says Rabbi Nachman. A person has to worry about today, of a kashayach shuv she'en lo rak oso hayom, lo yeh lo masa klal. Sometimes Yiddishkeit can look like it's very hard, and very long, and very, 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 very too much. Shas is so much. But if you look at Shas, every day is a different daf, or every minute is a different minute. All you have is right now. All you have is today. Hayom. Focus on today. Tomorrow's a different, completely different day. Hayom imbikol tishmo. Hayom daika v'havin. Says Rabbi Nachman. I quoted it very quickly, but he says Rabbi Nachman says part of Avodas Hashem is realizing the power of right now. Stop worrying about tomorrow or what's going to be in 20 minutes. Obviously, you have to plan, and obviously, you have to take precautions, and you have to do what you can. But a person cannot become crippled. What's going to be there? And this is actually something that I've said. We say L'chun Aran my entire life. I never realized. If you look at the opening paragraph, L'chun Aran and Asadiyeh Hayom and Kol Tishmam. This is a Shabbos stick away. Chodesh Baruch Hu maybe wants to tell us to turn off the week, and we actually talk about this pasuk in Kabbalah Shabbos. Hayom and Kol Tishmam. Rabbanu Shem gives us this little hidden message from David Melech and from his ancestor Rabbi Nachman Zuchus Ben Aleinu. To be able to tell us, to going into Shabbos, what happened during the week, put it behind you. All right now, all you have is Shabbos Kodesh. But then Rav Shor says, continuing on in the piece from Tavshin Samach Beis, there's actually a good worry too. Yeshna Daya Acheres Ashimrumas Begamachi Daya Belev Ish. You know what? Also is Gamachi Daya Belev Ish 358 Gamachi Mashiach Daya Al Hiskalos Kavod Malchus Shemayim. When a person worries about Kavod Shemayim, Achola Olam Al Yidei Biach Mashiach Zekenu. Mashiach is going to come, and the whole real world is going to realize that Rabbeinu Shem is Hushu Daiga Chiyuvis Cho'echa. This is actually a good worry. Daiga Zu Nema Shiyesh Esvala Hashem Esvach Tamei Al Daiga. So a person has to worry about that Daiga. A person has to worry about Rosh Baruch Hu's Kavod. It's Halachan Shechanach Rosh Shor says in Siman Alf Siv Gimel. Shah Adam Yos Doig Al Churba. And a person has to think about and comprehend the Galus and says what can he be able to do, be able to bring the Galus to the end and Gula closer. What does it mean that a person should talk about it to others? Hainu sicha yasichena comes from the lashon of siach, to talk. We know the Gemara in Brachos Chavavim and Beis tells us sicha zu tefila. He says it's not just good enough to talk about it to others, and it's not just good enough for you to daven, but you have to get others to daven as well. You can't just daven for yourself for kavod shemaim. You also have to try to cause others to daven as well. You also have to try to get others to be able to dive into their Rebbeinu Shem as well. Enough for them to bring the galus to an end, to be able to bring the geula. Like we say a lot from the Avodas Yisrael, the Kushis from Agin, as well as this idea from the Marsha as well. Then in Yiddishkeit, it's not just good enough for our Avodas Hashem, for our own Avodas Hashem, you have to try to help others. The Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos, different levels of about learning and teaching, and says that the Kushis from Agin, the Avodas Yisrael, the pasuk tells us in Eiv ki adam la amal yula, we're in this world to work. Says the Avodah Yisrael ki adam la amal stands for lilmod amenas levamid. We're in this world in order to learn, in order to teach. It's not just good enough for us to be able to worry about our Baruch Hashem. We also have to be able to worry about others. You have to try and inspire others as well. Obviously, it comes with a certain amount of sensitivity. You can't just say you try to give mustard and tell people this, tell people here and there. Like I saw from Lubavitcher Rebbe quoted from his father, from the father, the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Rebbe. And the Friedrich Rebbe long advised him, if a person doesn't ask your advice, you should not give it. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to be able to get, help people to put on tefillin. But talking about specifically advice, people are very careful and sensitive by advice. Person doesn't ask you for advice, says the Friedrich Rebbe, be very, very careful not to give it. But you have to have the balance. You can't just worry about your own Avos Hashem. You have to, says Rosh Hashanah, Asichan Lacher means you have to get others people to down to the Baruch Hashem as well. And just to end off with the last paragraph, we're not going to say the whole piece here, but just to end off with the last paragraph is the paragraph that changed my life a few years ago. Maybe I'll say the story at the end. Ha'adim sheyesh lo daigas machar, someone who has a worry about tomorrow, daigas over hasagas dvarim gashmim. It's a very, very... That world of worrying is just usually about physical things, about gosh, mystical things. If you're constantly thinking, you're constantly worrying about gosh, mystical things, where in your head are you going to be able to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Constantly thinking about your salary, constantly thinking about the stock markets or your next deal. When are you going to start worrying about the Baruch Hashem? You're not going to be able to have room in your head. Like the Kotzker said, I believe the Kotzker said, There's no room in my heart to hate, because a person's heart should be so filled with love, for others. Mishidoy afro malchus shemayim, someone who thinks about the Rabbona Shalom, umame b'emunah shleima ain lo makom ladugal gashmiim. He has full emunah Rabbona Shalom. He doesn't have any worry about gashmi because he knows anything the Rabbona Shalom is going to send him is ashi asmeich bechalko. He's happy with what he has. And this is the kicker. He says, "What's the first four letters of the Aleph Beis?" It's Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. What's the first four letters of the Aleph, Beis, minus the Beis? That's Daiga. To say worry in Hebrew is Daiga. Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, Hey. When a person worries, says of Shor, it's a lack of the Beis. Daiga, Hein, Arba, Osios, Rishona, Shal, Aleph, Beis. Bliha, Beis. When a person worries, it's Daiga. It's without the Beis. Why? The Shemat, Shizel, Ramas, Kim, Yishiesh, Lo, Daiga, Chasul, Lo, Bitachon, Ramon, Lo, Beis, Beos, Beis. When a person has worry, it's a lack of pitachon. B'yesh lo hosif. Not only that, says of short, I want to add. Ki Hashem besajim ha'osif shal sin anachon. If you actually scramble around the letters daiga, you put it in actually order. Aleph, gimel, dalet, hey. Agada. You know, Chazal tells us, chagil, yudalem, and aleph. Shemashechas libo sha'adam. That the learning of the Gadot is actually very good for a person's heart. V'gam ormel yalchut shimoni dvam reishim in remez tuf ayin gimel. That Sha'ide Limud Agadata, when a person learns Limud Agadata, the stories in the Gemara, the stories, the great Agadata, where sometimes people skip over, Sha'ide, it's not a good thing, says Rav Shor, it's actually a beautiful thing in Agadata. Sha'ide Limud Agada, Makir Mishabara Sa'olam. When a person learns Agada, you learn those Agadic, those stories in the Gemara, the person comes to recognize the Rabbonu Shalom, says the Gemara and the Medrash. You come to recognize the messages, the hidden messages in the Rabbonu Shalom. Nimsa Sha'ade Agada Mevat Lim Daigo Beliba Sha'adam. When a person realizes and you learn the Agadah of the Gemara, you learn the stories of the Gemara, it's Mevatel the Daigo from a person's heart. It nullifies the person from the worry from a person's heart. So for us people to realize, Korach's number one downfall obviously was his jealousy. And obviously, the Kedushas Levi really started off saying that he was able to suppress it only for a limited amount of time. But he wasn't able to suppress it because now is the Chedem Ragam, and that was the sin. And I didn't say before, but Rabbi Goldberg said in his Parsha Shir such a beautiful thing that even we want to rank on Korach, but even if Korach, that he was able to suppress it even for those few months, that was a very big deal that Korach was able to do that. And that's such a Kedushas Levi to go a way to think, a way to positive look at things. That Korach was able to build to, even though He obviously had his downfall on his level, and he was swallowed up. But even for those few months, he was able to hold back those feelings. Tremendous, tremendous milah, says the Kedushas Levi. But Rav Shor, his whole teaching really tonight was, and I think this is so something so apropos for the times that we're living in, with the disease now, Baruch Hashem in New York and New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Bliyan Hara, calming down, but the things are starting up in Eretz Yisrael, here in Florida, the numbers are crazy. I think it's a real time to be able to realize that obviously this thing is not over. And as Rabbi Goldberg always says, when a person tries to control everything in life, it's not the way. You have to let go and let God. Such a beautiful line. Let go, let God. Stop worrying, Rav Shor says. When a person worries, it shows a lack of bitachon, a lack of emunah. Now, if a person wants to be able to understand why, if he worries, it's a time to start thinking about learning svarim and emunah. And learning svarim and bitachon. Like the Kubina Rebbe always told us. Kubina Rebbe, Rav Biederman always quotes, "One to grow in your emunah, hamanti ki adaber." Like we said earlier in this week, from Davar Melech in Tehillim. Hamanti. Actually, I think we skipped it. Hamabi say anyan. We say another hadith of halamati. Wanted to grow on your emunah ki adaber. You have to talk about emunah. You have to learn about emunah. You want to be a better davener. You have to learn about davening. If you want to be a better person in emunah, you have to learn about it. You have to learn about it. You have to talk about it. Like the Sefer Chinuch tells us. Acher apulos demshachas halavavos. If you want to get our hearts to start believing the Rabbonu Shel more. Acher apulos demshachas halavavos. To start acting, you have to start doing more actions of when it comes down to Amunah. And finally, just to end off with the Tarif and the Belzer Rebbe, the Pasuk tells us, we know in Sefer Dvarim, Yikar ve'lecha adar v'ma'o b'ficho u'b'vavcha la'asoso. This thing is very, very close to you. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart. Says the Belzer Rebbe, what does it mean? B'ficho u'b'vavcha la'asoso. Says the Belzer Rebbe, b'ficho, if you start b'ficho, if you start thinking about it and talking about it, then it could penetrate and trickle down to Bavavcha, then it'll trickle down into your heart. And this is something that I think is so apropos. Rav Shor says, already in 2002, for us to be able to realize, a person, it's very, very normal for a person to have worry, but a person has to be able to understand, you have to be able to suppress it, and how do you suppress it? Yasichena la'acherim. Talking about it with others, giving chizik to others, but also talking about it with the Rabbonu Shalom and helping, making sure other people dive into the Rabbonu Shalom. And not just worrying about gashmi sticky things, but making sure we're worrying about kavod shemayim. You're thinking about the Rabbonu Shalom. And worrying shouldn't cripple you. And if it cripples you, you're realizing that at the end of the day, it's a time to start to turn on those emunah and those bitachon, that emunah and bitachon in your own brain. So what happened? I'll say it again. The first time I saw this Torah was in Camp Masorah. I believe the year was 2008, 2009, maybe 2009. What happened was, I was learning on the way up to camp, and I forgot my glasses when I got off the bus. The bus left, I forgot my glasses on the bus. I was very, very worried about it. Like, I think they're a new pair of glasses. And I looked everywhere. I called the bus company, no one could find them. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go to the Kola. I go to the Kola, take out this safer from Rav Shor. And this is the exact piece that I opened to Rav Shor. The Rabbonu Shem sent me such a matana. That I was in such a dark state, a confused state. And I was like so happy when I saw this Torah about worrying. The Daiga, the first four letters of the Aleph Beis minus the Beis. When a person worries, it's a lack of the Beis. It's a lack of bitachon, a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just let go, let God, like Rabbi Goldberg said. I closed the Sefer and I said, you know what, whatever it be, it will be. I'm going to let the Rabbonu Shem, I did whatever I can, and now it's in the Rabbonu Shem's hands. And I started telling this to different people that I met, you know, that night. I said, I couldn't believe it. You know, I was worrying about my glasses, and I opened up the first Torah that I opened up in the whole summer in the Kolol. I opened up to this piece from Rav Shor about worrying. So I told my friend Rabbi Yitzi Klapper, now in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yitzi Klapper looked at me and said, Ari, are your glasses brown? And I said, yeah. He said, I have your glasses. I think it's a time in our lives, specifically when it comes to anything, everything going on in our own lives. Obviously, we have to do our shtadlus. But maybe it's a time to really turn up our amunah. Amuna and Bitachon DNA. Amuna and Bitachon, our radar. We have to do our Avodas Hashem. We have to do our part. We have to be careful. We have to be very careful. We have to wear masks, social distancing, and everything we can. But instead of just worrying about what's going to be with my paycheck, what's going to be with tuition, what's going to be with camp, maybe it's a time now to think about much bigger things. Maybe it's a time to start worrying and start thinking about the Beis Hamikdash. As today we know, it was the Lubavitch Rebbe's Yahrzeit. Rebbe was always so focused on Mashiach. I'm bringing Mashiach, and every mitzvah is closer to be able to bring Mashiach. As the Zera Kodesh says, we say, "B'meher v'yameinu amen." She built a Beis Hamikdash, "B'meher v'yameinu tzeinu chachina b'sarasecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu, she built a Beis Hamikdash speedily in our days. But says the Zera Kodesh, The Rav Shitzer doesn't just mean Shibana Beis Hamidrash from Meher V'Yaminu. Not only does it mean in our days, but Meher V'Yaminu means with our days, and with our davening, and with our learning, and with our Shemir Seinayim, specifically for the summer, and with our Chesed, and with my Bitachon, and with my Emuna. Meher V'Yaminu means with our days, we tell the Rabbanu Shalom, you're going to build a Beis Hamidrash. Don't think that your actions don't matter. Don't think your mitzvahs don't matter. Don't think your Emunah B'Tachon matters. As the Rebbe always said, every mitzvah counts. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that instead of worrying about what's going to be with, and worrying in a negative way, we have to worry about it in a positive way. Positive for the Rebbe Shalom. Positive. Taking it one day at a time. Hayomim B'Kol Sishma, Rabbi Nachman tells us. But to never ever forget that Daiga, worry, is the first four letters of the Aleph Beis minus the Beis. Because when a person worries, it's a lack of B'Tachon. The lack of the bees. But when you learn Agadah, when you learn Agadah Tal, so the Gemara tells us that you start to realize who created the world. Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. Now going into the month of Tammuz, continuing into the month of Tammuz, we should be zochet to let go a little bit, to let go a lot of it, and do our Avodas Hashem, and to be proud Jews, and to be lichtig Jews, and be on fire for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Bez Hashem, the more we let go, and let Chodesh Baruch Hu run the veldt, and obviously to protect ourselves as much as we can, and daven, and to be able to learn, but to understand the tremendous, tremendous siyat d'shmaya when a person believes in the Rabbeinu Shalom, you mamish bring down bracha into your person, in a person's life. Like the, Rabbi Simon likes to quote from Rabbi Chil Michal Zlachev, he says the vort by he omen es adasa omen that Mordechai brought up Esther in her home, but omen was a lashon of bringing down. When a person has emunah, you bring down shefa into your life. The more you believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom, the more shefa, the more love, and the more hashkacha you'll have. Midah k'neged midah. The more we look for the Rabbeinu Shalom, the more we'll find him. The more hashkacha pratis we look for him, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there. Shvizocha b'ez Hashem to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loving caring, guiding hand. And Yeshua Hashem keref ayin mamish. With the gula shneim amitis b'mehev 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 b'mashiach zekinu. V'al chayis on Yerushalayim Yerkodesh. B'ez Hashem wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach. First Shabbos Kodesh of Thomas, Bez Hashem. A lichtige Shabbos. Thank you.